This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Go ball!
With the ceremonial cutting of a ribbon, the renovated USF Sun Dome is now open.
It's really a game-changing moment for the university again.
Doug Woolard is USF's athletic director.
At one time, this had been the iconic building on USF campus, and I think with the changes, and really it's a new Sun Dome, I think it returns to that same kind of facility for not only the university, but the entire Tampa Bay area.
Since being built in 1980, the Sun Dome has been renovated a number of times. But a report from the Board of Governors staff said it was approaching the end of its useful life. So instead of spending $100 million to build a new structure, Woolard says a $36 million investment created an almost entirely new Sun Dome.
We got all new infrastructure, all new HVAC, all new plumbing, all new electric, obviously all new seating, new center hung scoreboard, new sound system that you can probably hear in the background here. So it really turned out to be a terrific facility.
The renovations added 10 new suites, a private upscale area, and a student-only club underneath the bleachers. Even with these additions, the Sun Dome still holds more than 10,000 people. However, there are some changes.
Second level used to be retractable seating, and now it's all permanent seating. So it formed a concourse all the way around the building with new concession stands and new restrooms and better traffic flow for fans to get to their seats.
This is just the latest upgrade for USF Athletics. It's recently built new practice centers for football and the men's and women's basketball teams, new baseball, softball, and soccer stadiums, and renovated the tennis and track and field facilities. University President Judy Genshaft says these improvements will help in recruiting student athletes.
They look around at facilities and they want to see greatness when you have such an important team. So we are building all of our athletic complex so that we bring in the best student athletes. And it also is a fan experience. It makes a difference for everybody. And we're just thrilled with this.
The $36 million project was funded with a bond issue. That will be paid off by the over 200 events a year the Sun Dome's new management company, Global Spectrum, plans to book for the arena. They've already announced upcoming concerts featuring gospel singer Kirk Franklin and pop band Florence and the Machine. But the first official events have already taken place. This year's USF graduation ceremonies, which thrilled Genshaft.
We're here to not only educate students, but to graduate students and to have them be the very first event in this new Sun Dome is phenomenal.
You can see video of the renovated USF Sun Dome and get Doug Woolard's thoughts about an on-campus football stadium by visiting WUSF.org and clicking on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.